British police are too politically correct, says black officer, as Sadiq Khan pushes racial quotas. By Kurt Sindelka on November 18, 2020. Police in Britain have become too politically correct, and woke attitudes have done little to actually help ethnic minorities in the country, the president of the National Black Police Association said. Inspector Andy George of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, PSNI, said that focusing on language and taking offence has not improved the lives of real people in the UK, and that addressing issues like poverty would serve minority communities far better. The officer told the Sunday Telegraph, "I think with political correctness it was probably an attempt to do the right thing and to get things right, but I think a lot of the stuff that was brought in was done without a lot of consultation with those who are probably affected most. I think things did shift in a certain direction, potentially even too far in some stages, around being too politically correct and not being able to call a black coffee a black coffee. It kind of takes away from the wider issues on things that are impacting on black and minority ethnic communities every day. The societal issues around the fact that they have limited opportunities. They have limited access to resources like IT. They are in this cycle of poverty due to legacy issues in the community," George claimed. In a stunning example of political correctness, in July the British police were reported to be considering dropping the term Islamist when referring to terror attacks. The National Association of Muslim Police, NAMP, called for the police as a whole to adopt politically correct terms such as terrorists abusing religious motivations, faith claim terrorism, and adherents of Osama bin Laden's ideology. The politically correct push by Met Commissioner Cressida Dick and London Mayor Sadiq Khan will seek to recruit 40% of all new police officers from Black, Asian and Minority, BAME, communities by the year 2022. Dame Cressida Dick promised to fire any racist officers in London, admitting that she believes the police force she oversees is not free of discrimination, racism or bias. She said that the force will strain every sinew to reach the 40% quota. Alongside the racial quota, Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for a review of the use of tasers, stop and search, as well as police traffic stops, which he claims disproportionately impact ethnic minorities in London. "I grew up in the city and I was routinely stopped and searched for no good reason by the police," Mr. Khan said. "I didn't have confidence in the police force growing up, and the police force today is light years away from when I was growing up," he added. Despite constant claims from the left-wing establishment and activists of racism within the police, officers have taken a far more lenient approach to Black Lives Matter protests in the British capital, for instance, compared to anti-lockdown marches. In June, Dame Cressida Dick said that the reason for taking a hands-off approach to BLM rallies was to prevent serious disorder from breaking out. On November 5, some 190 anti-lockdown protesters were arrested in London under coronavirus regulations for attempting to stage a rally. "There have been no comparable actions taken against any BLM demonstration to date." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here: @KurtSindelka.